You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In Christian perspectives, modesty and fashion for girls are often intertwined with broader values of faith, self-respect, and respect for others. While interpretations may vary among different Christian denominations and their individual beliefs, there are some common themes that our girl children actually ought to follow, or they do follow, or sometimes they argue about when it comes to modesty and fashion. And we're joined on the line by Shepherdess Namushi Mutoya, who's going to be helping us, you know, so we can help our girl children. Good morning, Shepherdess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here too.
Me too, Ish. And this topic, you are the right person. Anyway, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
We are praying. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you so much for today, for the gift of life, and for this presentation that we're getting into. We want to pray for every girl out there, the other listeners that are going to take time to listen to this presentation, that Lord add our blessing and minister to us in a special way. Use me, Lord, to your glory too. It's our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. The issue of modesty, Shepherdess, is always causing some kind of not heated, but a debate somewhere, and others they're like, but those things are not necessary. They're not important. Why are we even, wasting time on them? But it's something that is out there and we need to guide our girl children, But looking at it, what does modesty mean in a Christian context?
Thank you so much. So talking about modesty, we are talking about the quality of being relatively moderate. And we're talking about not being extreme, So to modesty is a form of outward expression of inner purity. And others are also going to say it is a mode of dress that avoids the encouraging of sexual attraction in others. So the aspect of pride is there. The aspect of moderation is there. The aspect of contentment are also brought out when we talk about modesty, especially in line with the Bible. I don't want to forget about purity. So these are the aspects that are coming out as we relate it to Christianity or to the Bible.
So what is the purpose of it? According, you did mention that sometimes we say that we do it so that to block away or to make people to have sexual desires and stuff like that. But is that the main reason? And what is the purpose of modesty? And also, when we're looking at the Bible, is there something that tells us in the Bible that this is how you ought to be modest, and why?
Wow. So it's we are not just going to relate it to sexuality. I think most of the times people wrongly point it like, oh, people who are modest are those who are not going to attract other people sexually. But remember, we've talked about many aspects here coming out. So we are saying it encourages patience and moderation in our life, in our loving relationship. So we want to avoid drawing attention to our bodies, especially in a sexual way or in a boastful way. Why? Because God cares about what we wear. And although they are really made, we want to say, so I was saying overally, are you getting me?
Yes, we are getting you now.
Okay. So I was saying overally, the key point here is that God cares about what we wear. And immodesty communicates that my physical beauty is the best thing that I have to offer. But when we talk about modesty, it goes beyond that. Okay. We appreciate that beauty is beautiful. We appreciate that our God is an excellent God, and He wants us to relate to beauty. But he doesn't just want us to relate it to just the physical. We now go to the inner qualities, you know, because godly women radiate beauty. Mm. And this beauty we are talking about is a beauty that is lasting.
Ah.
It is a beauty that is found in simplicity. Mm. It is a beauty that whether I'm 15 years old or whether I'm 40 or whether I am 70, 90, whatever age, 100, if people reach there, this beauty will still remain. So it is the inner man. It is the quality, the qualities that are coming from inside. Mm. But not to say that beauty, the outward beauty is not important, but it is emphasis on the outside, but much more over the inner. So we are not limiting ourselves to the outward. Maybe that's why First Peter is saying not only the outward appearance of the hairs, the gold, the fine apparel, but the gentle mind. So the fruit of the Spirit is going to bring out these inner qualities that brings the moderation in everything that we do, because we remember it is to honor God that we are doing everything.
Yes, yes. So looking at that, Ma, when we are honoring God, you know, when now we dress modestly, mm-hmm. right, how does it now help with issues of humility, issues of respect for one's self and others? Because we are now honoring God, right, with our bodies. But how does it now translate to maybe even giving me that boost of confidence? Does it even do that when I'm dressed modestly?
Thank you. So let me start with humility.
Mm.
So modesty and humility are ways that we relate to ourselves, to our own goodness and to our own limitations.
Mm.
So humility is what helps us to be moderate.
Mm.
It's what helps us not to be boastful. You know, the opposite tends to promote maybe a form of being boastful, being showy, being extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But relating modesty to humility is where we are able to have moderation in the way we appear, you know. And to some extent, we'll say that immodesty is an expression of arrogancy and an absence of humility, because it is only concerned with drawing attention to oneself.
Mm.
And the opposite of humility, it points us to God. So this is where now you find people putting excessive makeup.
Mm.
Excessive makeup, showy, so that I'm shown. I'm more like a flower outside there. and even when I'm coming from far, people should be able to say, wow, there she comes. There she is. I remember some preacher preaching at some place to say, some of you, when you come here, you want everyone to draw their attention on you because it's about me, you know. But let's point people to Jesus. So the humility is the one that is going to help us. I'm not saying everyone does makeup, does that. But remember, we qualified it with the excessive makeup.
Yes.
But there's also relating it now to the self-respect. I think I relate it to the issues of self-esteem here. It is where somebody is feeling like they are not enough, you know, because modesty comes from a sense of self-respect.
Mm.
It's where you feel like, I think I'm not enough.
Mm.
Let me make up. Like, I fill in the gap that is missing so that I'm at a certain level. So that's where now it will be connected to an aspect of where somebody doesn't respect themselves, because modesty reflects that we walk with Jesus. It reflects that we are content. It reflects that we are important. So our clothing tells people what is important to us. So when I lack self-respect, I always want to show off. It's like I can't come out as me. I have to put these excessive goods, these excessive whatever, so that people focus, measure me, as so to say, like, I'm the equal value of the dress, or I'm the equal value. Look, I bought this $1 million dress because that is my worthy. So I think that is how I can relate to them. Now, talking about modesty and God. So modesty enables us to stand and witnesses of God at all times.
Mm.
So God promotes humility. He promotes decency. There's grooming, yes. There's bringing out beauty. But you find that modesty will come out in our grooming, in our language, in our behavior.
Mm.
And it will draw attention to glorifying God, both in our body, and in our spirit, not where we just want to point it to me. Because as a Christian, I reach a point where I realize that overall, I live for Christ. So it is important for me to be beautiful, but let me not distract people from seeing Christ and just focusing on me.
Yeah. So looking at, you know, we are looking at it and we are referring, you know, to honoring God, to also we are including God there. But someone, Mark, could be listening out this like, I hear you, but where in the Bible do you find the issue of modesty? You know, which passage in the Bible actually addresses modesty? Because we could be making this up, you know, we could be, you know, using our own influences to speak about, you know, the modesty. But is there something in the Bible that speaks to this modesty we are addressing?
Interesting enough, we have so many verses. Let me start with First Peter, because automatically when we talk about issues of adornment, issues of modesty, I think the number one verse that comes is First Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. And what does the Bible say? It says, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, the former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. And it goes on there. But I think the key two verses we are picking is 3 and 4. So we see like the adornment, yes, let's adorn ourselves, but let it not only be just the hair, just the wearing the gold, just the fine apparel. But let's also work on the inner man. But that is not the only verse. We go to Samuel 16, verse 7. It says, do not consider his appearance or his height. I think the Bible was referring to Saul. For I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And I wrongly say that. So I think this is the time when we see later on the choosing over David. I think we're talking to the Samuel had gone and he wanted to anoint one of the sons of Jesse, and the Lord is saying, no, don't look at him and his appearance. He looked very, but I look at the inner man. So God looks both at the outward and the inner man, but much more of the inner one. So most of us, we look at just this behavior that is outside, but the man, God judges much more. So here we are shown that I think it is much more important to work on the inside man. Later on, I'll come to highlight that we don't need to ignore the inner man. Then let's go to Proverbs 11:24.
Yeah.
It says, like a gold ring in a pig's nose is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. So Solomon uses discretion here to describe the capacity of one who has to use a tasteful judgment. So we are saying modest is close related to self-worthy. And are aware of our value, the proper judgment to attract the right attention. So that's why maybe Solomon is saying it's like a gold ring that is maybe put in the pig is not. Imagine what a description that is there. So let's go to another verse, Proverbs 31, verse 30. It said, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So we see here that the Bible seems to bring out that when we fear the Lord, we'll be the most beautiful, most beautiful men and women. So I want to mention here that modesty is not just an issue of women. It is an issue of young men and young women. If we go to 1 Timothy 3, verse 2, it implores a respectable and good behavior in men as well. So we are seeing that both the girls and the boys, I think we see the aspect of modesty being emphasized in that regard.
Yes, yes. So looking at issues of culture, ma, because our mm-hmm. culture plays a huge role, you know, in our lives. Looking at it, how does the Christian explanation of modesty and comparing it to the cultural one, you know, how do they work together? Because, for example, there are some other cultures that way, walking bare-breasted, it's okay, you know, if you're not married. Others, mm-hmm. if you are wearing things that, you know, they are just below, okay, let me, my description. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They just cover the necessary parts, you know. The skirt is just slightly below, you know, the bum bums. It's acceptable. Yeah. That it's actually what, even now, with the, in quotes, the wokeness that we have, we're like, but we should be embracing, you know, our traditional, our attires, our cultural attires. But how does it now work together with the Christian explanation of modesty? Because they're saying, be your brother's keeper. Here we are saying, our great-grandparents used to wear like this, so we must wear like this.
Thank you so much. So I want to really agree with you that modesty is viewed differently. Mm. In different cultures. And what would be regarded as nudity in one culture may not be regarded as nudity. Let me give an example of wearing a skirt. Interesting enough, I come from a culture where men wear skirts. I'm Lozi from Western Zambia. They wear skirts and it's called a siziba. Mm-hmm. But I think that is not done, maybe except in Scotland. That is not done in most of the cultures where a man can wear a skirt. I think it wouldn't be received very well. Yes. So I'm just trying to point that our cultures view modesty differently. Mm. And our modesty is also attached to our upbringing. The way an Indian will wear it, the way a Muslim will view it, it is going to be different. Others will require that they cover the head, they only leave the eyes. Mm. Others will require that they do this. But the culture we are talking about today is a Christian culture. And where we are talking about the values that are encouraging Christianity, that may help to define us. Culture is a especially maybe from even the verse that we're talking about, that what I was talking about, the gentleness in spirit.
Yes.
You see, the Bible also talks about meekness. Mm. It talks about love. Mm. So you see the aspects of self-control. What I want to point out here is, regardless of whatever culture we'll talk about, they have defined what is evil.
Mm. Mm. Ooh, we are losing my mind. We are speaking some very nice things here. We're speaking about all things modesty. So if you do,
For us as well, mm-hmm. we talk about maybe not really exposing the whole body to the open. I think we talk about aspect of maintaining our healthy, ensuring that we cover the whole body, we stay warm so that we don't expose ourselves to unnecessary diseases, or because this is something that has come, which is in fashion. Mm. So we are saying, in line with that has been said, I think that is how I'll say, when we stick to our Christian culture, it will bring out the simplicity, it will bring out the meekness, and it will bring out the love.
Mm, mm,
so that will become a form of a guidance on how we go about that. Yes. So the Bible is our guide.
Mm-hmm. So as we near the close, Ma, how can now our Christian girls navigate cultural trends while maintaining their commitment to modesty?
Mm. You know, sometimes as girls, as you are listening to me, you may be saying, does she really want us to be out of fashion?
It's possible.
What is she trying to promote here?
Yes.
I'm not saying should stay out of fashion. I'm just saying we are going to have moderation.
Mm.
Our clothes are going to be clothes of good quality. Our clothes are going to be clean. Why? Because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Mm.
And why? Again, because we remember that our bodies are temples of God. So we are not going to be neglectful. Being a Christian is not being untidy.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I see how sometimes one maybe chooses to say, I'll keep my wear in a certain way, I'll be untidy. Then I think this is going to show that I'm modest, I'm humble. That is not humility.
Mm.
You know, I talked about our God being excellent and he calls for the very best out of us. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be helpful. We are going to wear appropriate clothes. That is simple, that is very neat, that is not exaggerated. But at the same time, they will not see issues of slavery to fashion. Will not see issues of idolatry. Yes, I want to really say that today. There's a lot of influence that is there in dressing. But we will not be backward as Christian, but we are saying we will be simple. We'll live modestly. We'll be attractive. I think it will show a mind of a person who is contented. So what I want to remind the girls is that you were created by a God, and he says you are fearfully and wonderfully created. So he took time to create our bodies, and for that he wants us to bring out the very best out of us, but at the same time remembering these values that we've talked about today.
Thank you so much, Mom. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our girl children to understand the issues of modesty, you know, and not fall into the pressures that are there, but even when the pressures are there and the fashion trends are there, but they understand, you know, whomst they are and why they need to be modest in their dressing.
Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We've discussed a topic that you could have handled very well because you know it better. Lord, our prayer is for the girls that as they make the choices, as they face the peer pressure, as they find the different definitions of our dress, our prayer is that you may teach them to be modesty. Our prayer for us also as parents, we also have adult pressure. We also have our own issue, maybe even much more than the younger ones. We want to pray that, Lord, reach out to us and help us, even as we are role models to our children, to give the rightful example, the Christian example, so that, Lord, our values will indeed be Christian values and will be modeled by the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Continue to bless us and our dear listeners for today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Have a blessed day too.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.